So, Lori Cameron, I see you're here. Welcome to our Becoming a Coach class.
Thank you so much. It's glad. I'm glad, and it's nice to
be here.
It's all glad.
Well, I told them all about you having been a mentor coach for many, many moons, so you can share that with them, but also that you were my mentor coach many, many moons ago as well in the Certified Coach Program. So going back a lot of years, right? And we're wiser now for it.
Yes.
Would you want to say hi and just introduce yourself?
I would love to. And my brain all of a sudden went to, 13 and a half years. How many moons is that? So that's how many moons.
We'll do the math. Okay.
No, I don't want to do math. It's not even noon here yet. So hi everybody, I'm Lori Cameron and I am a coach and a trainer with Coach Training Alliance, and like I just mentioned and Lisa said, many moons. I've been a CTA trainer since September of 2002, and I've been a coach since 1999. That's all of a sudden sounding like a really long way away, too.
I know.
And I've had my own business for that long and grew up in a suburb of Denver. And by about 5 years ago, moved away, quick stint in Austin, Texas. And 4 years ago, found myself in the lovely little town of Petaluma, California, which is about 40 miles north of San Francisco. And I absolutely love it here because back in Denver they had 4 feet of snow and it's sunny and 80 degrees here today. I know. So anyway, I'm thrilled to be here and I welcome all of you to the wonderful world of coaching.
Thank you.
It's a great gig.
It's a great gig.
So, Lori, our coach, I don't know if you were here, but our coach is Janice from New Jersey. And
hi, Lori.
Our client is Carrie from Illinois. And I've given them the coach-the-coach procedures on my end, but I will turn it over to you, and you can give them, you know, kind of a little bit more information. But I do want to ask everyone that is not Janice or Carrie to hit *6 on their phone and mute, because we want to be sure we can give our coaching client the full line. And then we'll remind you to come off mute when we start to do more of a discussion. So over to you, Lori.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Janice, thank you for stepping up to be the coach today. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Wonderful. And Carrie with a C, right?
It's actually K-E-R-R-Y, Carrie.
K-E-R-R-Y. I was so close, but not quite. All right.
You were close. Very good.
And you are in Illinois. Welcome. So glad to have you here, and I appreciate that you have stepped up to be the client today.
I'll give it a whirl.
Well, you know, that's, in my mind, that's my favorite answer from any of the coaches I train is, sure, I'll give it a try and see what I might learn from it. Because those that step up in that way actually do learn an awful lot from the experience. So let me go over a few more details. I heard that Lisa gave you the instructions already. And logistically, this is a 15-minute coaching session. And as you mentioned, too, this is exactly how we teach coaching in the 22-week Certified Coach Program. So you're getting a hands-on experience with how you will learn how to coach.
Okay.
So logistically, it's a 15-minute coaching session. And Janice, before you start hyperventilating and worried about, oh, my God, 15 minutes, what can I do in 15 minutes? You don't have to get anywhere.
I need 2 hours. No, I'm kidding.
No, you're gonna be really surprised. And if it helps at all, I've facilitated somewhere in the vicinity of 1,500 of these coach-to-coach sessions, and in that time, I have learned that a lot can happen in a short period of time. So instead of being worried about the time, I invite you to shift your thinking and instead be curious with a simple question such as, I wonder how I can help Carrie move forward towards what she wants. because it's really the forward movement towards what the client wants that that creates the success in a coaching session, not whether you got somewhere or not. Because no matter how long you have to coach, there will always be something else.
Mm-hmm.
There will always be the next thing to coach. And the point of it is to, in each session, is to help your client move forward towards what they want. It's like putting one foot in front of the other and trusting you're going to get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as Lisa mentioned, your job is to show up, be present, centered. And what I hear in the training classes frequently is kind of a fallback question to start a coaching session is, so what's on your mind? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And what that invites actually is a conversation about the story or the present. A really powerful, succinct way to begin a coaching session is, what would you like to accomplish? Or what would you like to take away from this session? And what that does is it turns it into a coaching session. It gives it gives you something to point towards. And so that's how we define the agenda, is what the client wants to accomplish or take away. And you may have to ask the question a couple times, and that's okay. The Carrie may not be quite ready, you know, or quite clear on it, and that's okay. And so asking it a few times until you're both clear on it really is the heart and the cornerstone of a powerful coaching session. Because if you are just saying, you know, what's on your mind? Well, this happened, that happened. There's no way to coach it. It just turns into a discussion about, you know, the story of what's going on. When you ask, what do you want to take away? Or by the end of the session, where would you like to be? Or what would you like to know? It's about creating plans, strategies, making decisions. And all that can happen simply by asking a simple question, what would you like to accomplish? So from there, when you both have an idea of what she wants to accomplish, a plan or a strategy or a decision, then from there, it's being curious and asking Carrie questions that will help her explore. Like Lisa said, it's not about you, even though your brain's going to want to jump right in and go, oh, I know what you need to do. This is really easy. All you have to do is. So instead of doing that, it's asking Carrie questions that will help her dig into her own wisdom and what she wants to create and what she wants instead of what's going on for her right now, or how she sees moving forward towards what she wants, or details on the plan or the strategy. So by asking open-ended questions that are driven by curiosity and helping Carrie tap into her own wisdom and her own solutions, like I said, a lot can happen in a short period of time. So as you move through the session, curious and having fun with it, then towards the end of it, so like I said, it's 15 minutes. If you get to about 13 minutes into it and it feels like there's still, you know, stuff out there, or may not, the solution or the way forward may not be entirely clear yet, that's okay. Part of your role as a coach is to facilitate the time of the session as well. So if you get to about 13 minutes into it and it still feels kind of open, it's okay to say, you know, there's a lot that's been discussed here and we have 2 minutes left. You know, based on where you are now, what feels like your first step?
Okay.
So you can ask her how she wants to move forward, and things don't have to be all set and settled. They might be, however. I've seen that too many times. So you might get 8 or 10 minutes into it, and Carrie has explored her challenge or her goal, and she's able to see it from a different perspective, and she has an idea how to move forward, and she's all ready to go, and you look at your clock and go, oh, that was only 8 minutes. You don't have to fill the space. You don't have to fill, oh, is there anything else? Because it's really great to end a coaching session on a positive energy with a client raring to go and ready to get off the call and go take some action. to move forward.
Okay.
So there's a simple rundown. That's about 10 weeks of the coach training program in 5 minutes. There you go. And there again, this is a learning experience. So thank you for stepping up for that. And Carrie, as a client, you have a really, really important job to do. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm going to do my best.
Be you.
Oh, okay.
That's your job here, is to be you. Be honest, be authentic. Share as much as you feel comfortable with in here, because,
okay,
yes, the rest of us are listening in. So yeah, you get to decide what you share and what you don't. Whatever you do share, though, make it you. Like Lisa said, nothing from the past, or, you know, this isn't making anything up. It's not even making up that, you know, you're thinking about coaching, because you're here and we know it and we're all here with you. So you don't even have to pretend that that's going on. So it's all being you. And anything that you want some coaching on, personal, professional, a goal you're working on, a decision you're making, somewhere where you feel stuck, anything like that is valid. So my role in this, we call these coach session, because yes, it's a coaching session for Carrie, and it's also a coaching session for you, Janet. So mm-hmm. I will be coaching you on developing your style, skills, and confidence as a coach. So once I turn it over to you, I will also be on mute, and I'll be helping you facilitate the time. I'll keep an eye on that too, because I know there's an awful lot to keep track of right now. And as I'm listening, if I hear an opportunity to help you build a coaching skill, or ask question maybe a little bit more powerful way, or maybe there's a different way of listening, then I might come off mute and interrupt.
Okay.
And yes, it'll be an interruption of the flow. What I've discovered, though, in all these years is that the real-time feedback is actually more powerful than waiting till the end of the session, because it's a lot like when you're in a lesson with a tennis pro and you're on the tennis court volleying with somebody, and the tennis pro says, hey, wait a minute, stop play for a second. Now rotate your hips this way, or move your wrist that way, or try your shoulder over here. Now go back and play and see if that feels different. So it's that real-time feedback to be able to see and feel the contrast between less powerful and more powerful coaching. There's very little that's right and wrong. There's very little absolute in coaching skills. It's really all along the continuum from less powerful to more powerful. So my role here, my job, is to help you, Janice, feel like a more confident coach 15 minutes from now than you do right now.
That's great. Okay.
Yeah, it's moving along that continuum. So let's see. I think that probably pretty well covers it, and hopefully everybody else on the call is on mute to give you the full bridge line. So quick rundown, Janice. It's 15 minutes. I'll help you keep an eye on the time to relax, breathe, start with what you want to accomplish, be curious in between, help Carrie explore. When it feels like there's a shift in her perspective and she's ready to take some action, you can ask about that, ask her, you know, what's the next step to move forward. Finish with, do you feel complete with this?
Okay.
You don't have to fill the space if it's done before 15. And, oh, yeah, remember to have some fun with it.
Okay.
So I'm going to go on mute, and Janice, take it away.
Thank you very much. Okay. So, Carrie, what is it that you would like to accomplish today?
Hi, Janice. Well, I'm going to try and make it not sound so big. It's career-wise. Just a little bit about me. I've been a flight attendant for 30 years, and I've reached this incredible level of burnout. And while I can't just quit cold turkey, I'd really like to segue, you know, out of that and do something else more fulfilling. Of course, this is, you know, coaching is something that I've thought of and kind of kicked around for a while, but I'm kind of struggling with motivation, and mm-hmm. I think, you know, I kind of set myself up for not doing it, not following through, and another piece of it is that I got a master's degree a long time ago in counseling that I never really used because I had my kids, and so I kind of circle back to that, and I just seem to come up with ways of not moving forward in making another career move, I'll say.
What do you think are some of the biggest obstacles that are holding you back? Like, what are your blocks?
That's a good question. I have thought about that, and I like the question. I think I'm probably, if I'm just going to be honest, probably afraid of failing. Fear. I think fear is a big factor as I get older. I'm not going to say we because I'm probably a little bit older. I'm 55. But I find that as we get older, you just come up with scenarios as to what can go wrong versus what can go right.
Sure.
And, you know, there would be probably fear of not being doing it right or being good enough or successful, I suppose, and, you know, also not being able to make a living out of it and you know, that just those things, putting pressure on myself.
So I'd imagine that 30 years as a flight attendant, you were pretty sort of settled and good at your job, right? Were you with the same airline for 30 years?
Yeah, I have. And thank you for saying that. I feel like I have been a really good employee. But when you are at a big company, and that's another deal, you sometimes just feel like you're just this tiny little cog in the wheel, and you
sure.
don't get a lot of, not that I need recognition, but you really, really don't. And they're just, it's a big corporation like so many others. So I think you just, at the end of the day, you don't feel very, I guess, validated. And that mm-hmm. can, you know, sort of work on you, too.
Okay. Well, I mean, I could see where there would be, like, being 30 years at a job that, you know, you probably loved to some capacity because you stayed in it for 30 years. But I could imagine that there'd be a lot of fear moving forward, of course. So what are your fears? Like, what does failure look like to you?
Janice and Carrie, this is Lori. I'm going to step in here.
Hi.
And I love your questions, Janice. I love how you're really tracking and listening to Carrie. What I'd like to suggest that instead of what does fear look like,
mm-hmm.
Coaching really is focused a lot less on what could go wrong, and it's focused almost exclusively on what can go right.
Okay.
So well, instead of
yeah.
So Janice, what's the difference for you as the coach, just really quickly, between what does failure look like and what does success look like?
It's getting her to look at a positive, like moving forward along a positive road. That's getting her to envision what this looks like for her as a successful career.
Yeah. So that's actually what you can coach. You really can't coach somebody away from their fears. You can coach them towards what success looks like, though.
Cool.
So I'm gonna go back on mute, Janice, and let you reframe that question and see where that goes. Okay.
Okay. Carrie, we're going to rewind.
Okay, nice.
That's
good.
What does
success
look like to you?
Okay, well, that's a good question as well. And I just have to say, I think it's so much easier to focus on the negative. And for me, I think I was talking about fear, where, of course, you kind of got railroaded in there. But as far as success, yeah, I think it's tough to even maybe see myself in a successful role. Doing something other than being a flight attendant, I suppose, because I've kind of wound up defining myself as such since it's been so long, 30 years. I think success would be freedom, you know, the freedom to what Lisa was talking to all of us about earlier, just kind of be able to call your own shot, so to speak, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, just have the flexibility and freedom in your life to schedule things around what you've got going on in your life, and also probably freedom would be financial, as far as not having to worry about not quite having enough money.
Okay. Okay.
Definitely.
What do you think are some of the character traits that you have as a flight attendant that are applicable to being a life coach? I mean, I can think of a million. I want you to tell me what you think.
Oh, that's a great question. I think I have decent, pretty good people skills. I think I'm probably best one-on-one with people. Like, I do not love being in a group. I get kind of like really nervous and all that kind of stuff talking in front of people, but I feel I've got a good rapport with people. Not just listening, but I think I'm genuinely interested, whereas lots of people mm-hmm. love to just talk about themselves. But I think people skills, an innate curiosity probably about what just drives people and, I don't know. I think just gelling with people in general is, and finding them interesting after, you know, all those years of being on an airplane with people just packed in. I really enjoy, you know, the one-on-one. And I think I'm also pretty enthusiastic, optimistic, energetic person. And I feel like I can, make people, I guess, feel good about themselves.
Okay. So all of this is very, it sounds very inspiring. It sounds like it uplifts you as well. And it's tapping into the stuff that's inherently your makeup, right? So when you talk about, let's go back for a moment. When you talk about struggling with motivation, what are the next steps that you need to take to move towards a life like this that's going to bring you a little bit more joy?
Well, yeah, that's a great way to frame it. I think, searching and looking and having done a little bit of just volunteer stuff, life coaching seems like a wonderful next step, and I've been kind of batting that around for a while. So that being said, I've read a few books, and I was proud of myself that I went to the library and just checked out some books and have just done a little bit of research and writing. I sort of made this commitment to myself that I do a little something every day, but that doesn't happen every day. but, you know, just being honest, I thought maybe that's too high a goal to set, to do something every day. But because in the big picture, it feels pretty overwhelming to think about making a career change, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm right in the middle of that as well, so you
okay.
got a partner in crime there. And,
you're right there with me.
But I'm right there with you. So we're going to hold each other accountable here. What do you think, what is your next step as far as, have you decided that you want to be a life coach, or is this just something that you're pursuing, testing out?
You know, I almost feel like I am, I kind of feel pretty close to deciding. I know things, you know, tie me up as far as like commitment. I think I'm a bit of a commitment phobe here, I never thought of that as having commitment issues, but just a little bit. And it does seem like the closest thing with what I would like to put back into the world, I suppose, and put my energy into it at this point in my life. And it seems like it has a lot of flexibility.
Okay. Is the program accessible to you? Are you able to do, you know, the time it takes each week to commit to the online courses and that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Is that inspiring to you?
It is inspiring. It's a little, I don't know why, but it's a little bit scary to commit. And I know it's only an hour and a half each week because I think in our minds, or in my mind, I come up with, oh, but I might be this day somewhere doing this. But obviously, I might be just coming up with excuses to not do it. I think also financially, you know, it would be a little bit of a hurdle, but I love what Lisa said, that there was a payment plan and all that kind of stuff. And I think there's a big worry for me at the end that what if I did it, I went through the whole thing and I wasn't, you know, I never used it, I wasn't good at it, and then I think I fall back thinking, well, I've got my master's that I didn't use, and it's a different type of thing, but so I beat myself up a little bit about that, I think, as well.
So I think you have kids, right? Did you mention that?
Yeah, I do, and we're just empty nesters. So that's another thing that's kind of pushing me out.
Would you counsel them if they came to you in investing in themselves? Say, I really think I want to pursue this course. Would you tell them that investing in themselves is a good idea?
Oh, absolutely. That's a good analogy. I feel like that's what I do. You know, we do that for everybody else, right?
They need to do it for yourself, right? So maybe maybe if you can envision sort of taking the steps that you need to invest in yourself to kind of go down this road, you know, in 6 months you wind up or 8 months you wind up with a new skill set at least, and you have options in front of you, right?
True, right, true, okay. Yeah. Options,
okay.
Yeah, I think it as the older we get, for me anyway, it feels like you have less and less options, and there's always a bit of age discrimination, but this mm-hmm. kind of life coaching seems kind of neat because we all possibly are a little bit older and we do bring some life experience to the whole game. So
I'm finding that as well as I'm researching this.
So you're looking into it as well.
I'm looking into it too, yeah.
It's exciting.
What do you think your next step should be as far as going down this path? Do you think it's taking the leap to sign up for the course? Do you think it's, I mean, by participating in the seminar, you've already stepped into it. So what's the next thing on your action list?
Yeah, I'm pretty proud, actually, of just joining in with this today, and the format was kind of had me a little bit frazzled because I don't know about you, but I've never done this prompter, whatever we're doing right now on the phone. So, and I'm really not techie at all. So I'm like, if this is techie, I'm probably not going to be able to handle it. So I think probably when this is all over, just kind of sitting down with myself and going over my notes and maybe doing a little writing and just, you know, kind of giving myself a little refresher and breather and, mm-hmm. and then looking at a time frame possibly, I probably need to give myself a time frame is what I need to do and not keep pushing it into the
mm-hmm.
future. You know, that's the hard part, I think.
Cool. Can I give you a little piece of homework?
Yeah, me? Well, yes, you can.
Actually,
there you go.
Actually, Janice and Carrie, this mm-hmm. is Lori. I know it's really tempting to say, here's what you need to do about it, to give
mm-hmm.
somebody homework, and that's actually
mm-hmm.
where coaching started about 18, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
However, what did she say that she just needed to do, Janice?
Well, she needed to kind of digest this session.
Yeah.
And,
right? And
there's
figure out.
Go ahead. Well, and what was after that digesting part, as she said?
To see if she wanted to go forward with this or to...
Give herself a time frame.
Right.
So her wisdom is coming up and saying, you know, maybe what I need, instead
okay.
of keep putting this off, maybe I need a time frame. So instead of giving her some homework, how can you change a question to help her commit to giving herself a time frame? Does that make sense,
so
Janice?
Ask her what that looks like for her?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
or
a great
ask
question.
Her to write down, because my thought was going to be to write. Go ahead. I was going to write down some goals for
actually,
the things that you'd like to accomplish. Yeah.
Actually, it's a specific question related directly to giving herself a time frame. So the first question you thought of, you know, what kind of time frame are you ready to set, is actually
mm-hmm.
a more direct question rather than a broad, you know, write down some goals. It's she drilled it down to give
okay.
herself a time frame. So you as the coach, it's a pretty easy opportunity actually to say, okay, what time frame are you going to set?
What are you going to do?
So go ahead.
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead and
okay.
ask that one, and then we've got about a minute left, and we'll finish it up.
Okay.
Okay, great. Good.
Awesome.
All right, Carrie.
Okay,
what does the timeline look like then?
We're talking timeline here. Yikes. Well, I feel as though I should go with something in a couple of months. I'm thinking like early summer, June, possibly
okay.
would be. I shouldn't let myself linger any further than that because I'll come up with reasons, but I definitely feel like I could figure it out, just all the other pieces that go along with it, you know, within 6 weeks to 8 weeks, I think is reasonable.
Okay. That sounds great.
Yeah,
for
some reason
yeah.
it seems a little scary. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that, you know, it's the kind of thing where they're running courses all the time and you can put this off or you could do this right away. But if you set yourself up for June, you know, maybe
yeah.
set yourself with the little steps that you need to make it there. So figuring out the finances, figuring out the timing of this. So maybe all along the way, you could place place dates on your calendar that allow you to move towards that goal of signing up for a June course.
Yeah, that's a really
good
idea. Well, what I like what you said, too, is that there are these courses, because I know it starts next week. There are several, and I was kind of going, oh, maybe I should do that. But the idea that you can jump in, you know, like even in May, even maybe I can move it up to May. But I like the idea of that flexibility, and for some reason that just eases my panic, knowing that you've got the flexibility as far as the dates and things like that.
Okay. Does it sound something that's exciting for you? Do you feel like you can find some sort of completion here?
Yeah, and I like what you said about exciting, because it should be exciting and not like, I shouldn't be quite as overwhelmed. Yeah, I think it is. And it's nice talking to you, because you sound like we're kind of in the same place, and then you feel like, hey, there's other people, you know, really literally in the same boat as I am.
Sure. Exactly. So, never alone.
Thank you. I like that. I love that.
Well, good
thank
luck.
You.
I hope you stick to your time frame, and you honor yourself, and you make the investment in yourself.
Thanks, Janice. I think you did a great job, by the way.
Thank you. You too.
Awesome.
I agree. Yes, I think you did too. So that was really great.
Thank you.
So let's do some debriefing here. And Carrie, what was it that Janice did in this that, I mean, other than creating the rapport, which it sounds like you're kind of being in the same boat, the coach is not the expert. The coach is on, you know, his or her own path, and yet doesn't have to know anything about what you're doing. And yet the rapport sounds like it really made a difference for you, right, Carrie?
Yeah, it did make a difference in the fact that, you know, it sounds like we were kind of at this same transition period probably in our life. And I like how Janice listened to, you know, what I had done career-wise, and that I had brought some positive things to that, and I think she even listened and knew that I had kids, and I don't even remember mentioning my kids, so I felt like she listened. She did a great job of listening and then pulling things out of me, and obviously I felt, you know, really comfortable, and she, you know, just she had some good takes on, I think, on my little or my large issue, I suppose.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I agree with the technique of you know, what are the character traits of a flight attendant that you can apply to being a coach. That's a great basic coaching tool in your toolbox to help a client look at past successes and skills that are transferable to what they want to go into that might help them make that transition more easily. So that was a really, really great technique in there, Janice.
Yeah, that was pretty powerful, because I would never put those two things together, and Janice made me think about, oh, you do bring some other skills from the job that you're sort of stuck in now. So that was great.
Yeah, nice. That was great. So Janice, what are your mm-hmm. observations of your coaching? What do you feel that you did well in this?
I felt like I listened well. It's hard, you know, personally it's difficult to do things not face-to-face but over the phone. I'm more of a face-to-face kind of person. My focus had to, you know, I had to really, really focus on the conversation, because she's not sitting in front of me and there's like a lot of other things that are sort of distracting in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I mm-hmm. felt that I was excited that I did that well. I felt like I asked decent questions, you know,
mm-hmm.
being that it's first time meeting her and getting into a conversation. So those are things I thought I did okay.
Yeah, no, it was great, you know, and your questions were good. And I appreciated your willingness to kind of shift gears from away from what does failure look like to what does success look like. So how did that,
yeah, that
change
great.
The session? How did that change it for you as the coach, Janice?
That little sort of tip in general gave me, it's like it took me down a new path. And I went, oh, mm-hmm. well, I just put a new tool in my tool bag, because now learning that, I could see how looking at what success looks like versus, you know, what are you afraid of becomes a more powerful tool for helping someone move forward.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, was the biggest learning part of this whole session.
Good, because you get what you focus on, so you may as well focus
yeah.
on what you want as
exactly.
a coach or as a client.
I love that.
Yeah, and I also, it's also just easier to coach because, you know, what does failure look like? Well, it looks like this, and things are going bad, and things are going wrong, and all this is not happening, and I'm growing broke, and I'm, you know, living in a cardboard box downtown or whatever it might be. It's like, you know, what do you do with that? There's nothing to do with that. However, coaching is all about helping clients wave that magic wand and envision, you know, what they want in the future. So for you, Carrie, it's the freedom to call your own shots, financial freedom. Even if it is still that broad and somewhat abstract, that's coachable.
Yeah.
That coaching her towards that freedom is much more powerful than, you know, what are the obstacles, what's failure, and all that stuff about the past.
Right.
Because coaching at its heart is helping a client get really clear as possible on where they want to go, what success looks like, what their ideal vision looks like, or ideal situation, or perfect resolution or outcome for a situation, and then coach them to figure out how to bridge the gap between where they are and what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Coaching actually is that simple at its heart and soul and essence. And the feedback you gave her too, Janice, when you said, you know, that sounds really inspiring when you asked her about the skills that translate from flight attendant to coach, and, you know, use the word inspiring, and then you brought her back to motivation, which is really nice because it's, you know, what motivates you to go get this thing that you want, freedom, to call your own shots and the financial freedom and use all these skills that you love, the one-on-one, innate curiosity, what drives people, help people feel good about themselves. So drawing that out and then reflecting back to her how inspired she sounded talking about that, that was really powerful for you, wasn't it, Carrie?
It was, because I felt like even though we really weren't face-to-face, which I also prefer, it didn't matter because her listening skills were so good. It was kind of like we were right there.
Yeah, well, you know, this is the other thing I've learned of 17 years of coaching over the phone and 15 years of training it, is there's a connection that can happen over the phone that actually doesn't always happen in person because you're not distracted by the visual. You really have only the voice and the energy in the voice. And what I've discovered over the years is that my intuition is a whole lot better when I'm over the phone than when I'm in person. Yeah.
That's interesting. That you're less distracted, I suppose, by the stuff.
Because I am so visual.
Okay.
And that actually, everything else that's going on, you know, when talking to somebody, it does diminish, kind of get in the way of my intuition. And there again, some people prefer all in person, some people prefer all over the phone, some people a blend. And so, see, that's the thing about coaching is when you build your own coaching business, you get to decide and you get to make it whatever works for you. Nobody's out there telling you, not even me or any of the other CTA trainers, nobody's telling you what to create. So when you go through the 22-week program, you are walking through all the steps to create what works best for you and your family and your life rather than what usually happens is, you know, trying to fit your life into a job, you're fitting your business into your life. And you're right. There's incredible freedom in there. And that much freedom can be overwhelming. I will definitely admit that. And yet, in my opinion, it's a good overwhelming. So let me ask you this too, Janice. At the end of it, when you wanted to assign her homework, there again, that's that problem-solving thing, like, oh, I can tell her what to do. I know what I would do. And so is what you were going to tell her to do what she ended up coming up with?
A little bit, yeah. I was gonna ask her to sort of set the, I was gonna frame it differently, ask her to set goals for herself that she can, you know, little bits and little, take it in little bites and
okay,
say,
so,
okay, hold yourself accountable to doing this by Friday or by May 1st or whatever it is.
Right. So the other, the way to do that, to reframe that, Janice, in a more coach-like way would be to say, well, and actually you kind of did that at the end too. So maybe you can set little steps and you can do it, you know, one at a time. And so you were still telling her at the end. So a different way to do that, when Terry said, you know, a couple of months, I want to decide by June. You know, that gives me 6 to 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then a coaching question might be, well, how are you going to step towards that decision in 6 to 8 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or what are the small steps you need to take to help you make that decision? So instead of saying, you know, then set goals and set small ones, instead of telling her that, is asking her how she sees herself moving forward. Chances
okay.
are it's the same, and yet when you ask and Carrie answers and Carrie owns it, as
mm-hmm.
opposed to you owning the, well, maybe what you need to do is,
okay.
When, and if Carrie says, yeah, that sounds like a great idea, there's still a disconnect in there between you telling her and Carrie owning it and
mm-hmm.
you asking her and Carrie saying, well, I need to do this, this, and this, and I think the small steps are going to be great. And maybe you ask another question, you know, what kind of accountability do you want to put into place to make sure you
okay.
make this decision in 6 to 8 weeks? So you're asking her the questions that are pretty much going in the same direction, except
but she's discovering
she's,
for her
she's,
own path for herself. Yeah.
Yeah. She's
hmm.
leading. She's discovering. She's carving out her own path. And ownership makes a really big difference in coaching. Oh, and you know what? I'm looking at the time too. I want to make sure. So. I would like to open it up. And bottom line, Janice, you did a really nice job. You know, there were
Thank
great
you.
Questions
Appreciate
in there.
That.
You were tracking well. And being open to the feedback is also a mark of a masterful coach in training here. So let me open it up to the rest of you on the call if you want to share observations. What did you hear that you liked that Janice did? And there again, this is looking at the process of coaching. Where did you, let's see, what questions might have come up for you, or what did you like and appreciate about the coaching, or what did you learn about coaching from listening to this? So if you're already on mute, and I see a couple of you are, if you want to share, just go ahead and hit *6 again, or the mute button on your phone. Who has an observation they'd like to share?
I do.
Who's I do?
I am Jonna Marie Newkirk. Good day, everyone.
Jonna, welcome. And what observation do you have, Jonna?
I just want to say thank you so much. This is just really wonderful, and it's mind-blowing. Both ladies were excellent, and I did learn a lot. And then when you also chime me in, one of the things that I observed that I'm learning as well, too, is just transitioning. Really everything that was needed to know was already there. And I just
mm-hmm.
love the way the coach was just able to take, like, for example, we're saying that the young lady was a flight attendant and just taking those characteristics that would be similar and very helpful for a coach, how she just took it and it was just almost seamless. Like, it wasn't awkward, just having that flow to just, you know, have it to keep, you know, keep
mm-hmm.
going. And they're all, you know, they're giving you what you need. And just, like you said, in tune and listening. And that does make the session, go a little bit better. And it's almost like she just said, okay. You know, like I said, it was almost seamless. Like she just asked a couple of questions and pulled out
mm-hmm.
everything. And I thought that was great. That was, like, so great.
That's just what coaching is. And you're right. I like how you phrased that, Jonna, that when you said the client is giving you what you need to coach them. And when you sit back and listen and not try to fix or solve or
mm-hmm.
tell them what to do and how to do it, they will give you exactly what you need to coach them. you know, the, when Carrie said, you know, find ways to move forward, motivation, struggling with motivation, you know, afraid of failing or afraid of what can go wrong versus what can go right. And, you know, what does success look like helped Carrie reframe to what can go right. Yeah. So in here are all the cues that Carrie offered in what she said that helped Janice coach her. Thank you, Jonna. Good observations.
Oh, thank you.
Who else? Any other observation? If you're speaking on mute, you need to come off mute. Okay. Then let me ask you another question, Janice and Carrie and anyone else. Is 10 out of the 22 weeks of the Certified Coach Program are dedicated to sessions like this. And every participant in the class gets two opportunities to be coach, two opportunities to be client, and two opportunities to be primary observer. So in a class of 10, there are 20 of these sessions stretched over those 22 weeks of class or the program. So how do you see this kind of experience helping you develop your styles and your confidence as a coach faster? Let's start with Janice or Carrie. What do you think?
This is Carrie. Oh, yeah, sorry. I think initially I was extremely nervous to even volunteer. So that being said, I'm very glad I did because it was positive and I really learned a lot and I felt like I didn't have any roadblocks. I was able to be honest and, you know, just as you said, be myself. And it was easier to do in this format over the phone than I thought it would. And, also was helpful because Janet did a great job, but I could see this being very, you know, it's very hands-on and real, and I took away, you know, like two pages of notes, so it's
oh, good.
Great. Yeah.
Good. Thanks, Carrie. What were you going to add, Janet?
I think that the practical application is key because I think you can sit and you can learn theory as much as you want, but once you step in, you have to start to find your voice and your stride, and when you're, you know, finding places for improvement and like just the ways that you stepped in and coached me on how to improve my coaching techniques. Like those are things that I'll take away that will embed themselves in my coaching style. So
yeah.
I took yoga teacher training and I teach some yoga on the side now and it's, there's nothing like, you know, you can sit there for weeks on end learning about anatomy and learning how to sequence. But once you get into the classroom, like the practice teaching is really where you learn to hone your skills as a teacher. So
yeah.
I think that's very similar in nature.
Good. I'm glad that came across and that you appreciate that, Janice, because, like I said, in my experience in doing over 1,500 of these, I still think it's the most effective and efficient way to learn how to coach and coach well with a real-time, instantaneous feedback and contrast between less powerful and more powerful coaching. And yeah, it is pretty powerful. And, you know, the Coach Training Accelerator, the self-study program that we use pretty much as our textbook, so to speak, in the Certified Coach program, it is fabulous. It's so great. It's had so much information in it. And it's a Certified Coach program, the live program that brings the accelerator, the training, the materials, and the practice to life. Mm-hmm. And you're right. You don't get this from sitting around reading stuff, which is a good place, you know, it's a good place to start. And when you're really ready to coach, this is much more powerful. Anyone else have a thought that they want to share on this experience of the coach-to-coach session?
Lori, this is Marnie.
Yes, Marnie.
I think I'm about to pull the plug and go sign up for your class starting next Thursday. But I think the biggest thing for doing the live experience and the hands-on is just getting more comfortable in that role of coach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the analogy I use is it's like learning how to ride a bike. So think back as a kid when you were learning how to ride a bike, especially once the training wheels came off, that you were thinking about, you know, steering and pedaling fast enough so you stayed up, but not so fast you were out of control, looking right in front of your front tire, looking down the road, you know, side to side, all the things that your body was trying to coordinate, and your brain was working really, really hard to coordinate all those things. And with practice and practice and practice and time and time and more time and practice, then there came a time when you got on your bike and you rode. And like learning to ride a bike, learning a new instrument, learning a new sport, learning a new craft, learning a new anything, there's some, you know, awkward time when you just don't know. And yet when you step in and say, okay, here are the skills, and I'm going to work, and I'm going to commit to the time and practice to do this, that's the only way you learn.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, Marnie, yes.
Yes.
Please join my class next Thursday. And Carrie, if you are ready, I'd invite you and Janice, you and everybody else in here, because there is room still. And the only caveat is if you really don't want to have any fun learning how to coach, don't take my class. don't sign up for Thursday if you don't want to have any fun looking or learning how to coach. So, and this is just my shameless self-promotion because I'm entitled, right, Lisa?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, it's really powerful, which is why I'm still doing it all these years later. And actually next Thursday, are you ready for this one, Lisa? Next Thursday will
yep.
be number 74 for me.
Wow.
So,
do the math on those coach the coach sessions. Wow, that's a lot of coaching.
Congratulations.
Well, it's about 750 coaches times 2 is about 1,500 coach to coach sessions.
Wow.
And I still believe in it. Otherwise, I wouldn't still be here. Maybe I'll need to retire at 100. I don't know. I thought that,
you know,
I'm already half past that. So anyway,
it's funny because we joke around of all of our mentor coaches. You know, once they come on board, I mean, all of our CTA mentor coaches have their own up and running, thriving coaching businesses. That's what they do for work. And then they coach on, you know, teach on the side. And everyone that's become a mentor coach, like, nobody ever leaves. Like, it's everybody
yeah.
loves teaching.
Yeah.
You know, so all of our mentor coaches that have came, I only think one mentor coach has left, and she had a health issue, so had to go. So, I mean, other than that,
yeah.
you know.
Wow.
It's a fun thing. So everybody has lots of experience. I would say the newest mentor coach has probably only been at CTA for like 9 years, right? Something like
yeah.
that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So it's something that I definitely believe in as far as the most effective way to learn how to coach and to build a coaching business. So if any of the rest of you, resonate with that, I would love to see you in my class starting 1 p.m. Eastern, Thursday the 28th. So Carrie, there's still time to figure it out. There's still 2 weeks.
Yeah, is that 2 weeks? Oh, it is 2 weeks. Okay. I know, that
it
would
is.
Really be putting myself on the... No, it's great. Lori, what's your last name, please?
Cameron.
Cameron, okay.
Cameron. And if any of you have any questions for me directly, I'm at Lori, Laurie, @coachtrainingalliance.com. Please feel free to ask any questions you have of me directly. And with that, Lisa, I know that there's only 5 minutes left, so I'm going to turn it back over to you so you can answer questions.
Perfect.
And I can stay on to the top of the hour. And Janice and Carrie, thank you so much for playing along and jumping in and saying, sure, I'll give it a go and see what I can learn. You both were awesome. Jonna and Marnie, thank you for your questions. And the rest of you, thank you for being here. Back to you, Lisa.
Thanks
all right,
for making
thanks,
it
Lori.
So comfortable, Lori.
My pleasure.
Yeah, it was awesome. Thank you, Janice and Carrie, for being our brave volunteers. Let's do this. Let's open up for questions. Any questions about signing up, the Certified Coach Program? What questions do you have?
This is Marnie again.
Go ahead, Marnie.
Hey, I guess one of my questions is, because it's going into summer, and I have a 13-year-old son, and for the most part, because he's 13, you know, we definitely have alone, separate time, but, you know, we also travel in the summer, not extensively. So, I mean, I can definitely do Thursdays at 1 o'clock, but outside of that, is it totally flexible?
Totally flexible. Yeah, everything else is on your time in your world.
Okay.
Which is good. So you can, I mean, and you can even be, the neat thing about a teleclass is even if you were traveling, I mean, you could still dial in from wherever you are. You don't have to really be at your house. But that part aside, the rest is all up to you.
Okay. That sounds great.
Yeah, which is great. And I did want to just tell you guys the coupon code, the promo code for the spring special. So the spring special is $500 off the tuition. So the tuition goes from $28.97 to $23.97, which is a great deal. So take advantage of that. I love other people to save money. I love to save money. So the promo code, so that you can get that $500 savings, is all uppercase, SPRING2016. So spring 2006, uppercase, no spaces. And when you apply the promo code, you'll see the $23.97 tuition. And let me just say the payment plan, if anyone is interested, you can certainly pay in full, $23.97, or you can do 3 monthly payments of $8.49, 7 monthly payments of $3.91, or 9 monthly payments of $304. And that's pretty, like, when you get into the shopping cart, you know, you'll pick which payment plan works best. That's where you choose it. So you'll see it all lined up, you know, all explained to you right on the website. But I thought I'd just let you know, since I have it up on my computer, to share.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Spring 2006?
Yeah, 2016.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Oh,
so 2016. I might have said that. Sorry. Yeah, I'm reading it and not saying what I'm seeing. Yeah, so spring... Like it is, spring 2016.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So what other questions? It was very thorough.
Okay,
so were you, Lori.
I have a,
go ahead, Janice.
I have a strange question to be asking. So I'm looking at other coaching programs, I noticed that
uh-huh.
they're all in the $10,000 to $12,000 range. Is there
uh-huh.
something that they're offering additionally? Is there something that it's not? Like, why the difference in pricing?
Yeah, our training. I know, right? But it's you have to ask the question. I mean, you can find a training program for like $89 too. So there's the whole gamut out there. But our training is shorter, kind of our niche. Like as a school, we have a niche in coach training. Our training is a shorter training, so it's 22 weeks instead of summer. You know, a year, 13 months, 2 years. So it's a shorter coach training program. Not heavy on the foundational piece, like the This Is Listening 101. So it kind of meets you where you are, which I liked. I took some intro classes through a couple of coach training schools, and I found that it was very, very basic and almost a little frustrating. So I think I would have been aggravated spending like $10,000 on a school that the first 4 months was going to be like, this is a question, you know. So I like that this training kind of meets you where you are, and that's what I was looking for. I also didn't have, you know, a year and a half or a year to go through a training either. So some of the trainings are longer and more expensive. Most of the trainings don't do business and marketing where we do business and marketing. We're able to get you up to speed and masterful in coaching because of the hands-on experience. So we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about theories and what if I ask this question and suppose I ask this, but it's really about doing it and then digging into the nuts and bolts of kind of what happened in the session. So it's a far more effective way to learn in my mind, and it really resonated with me. So that's part of it. So it's the shorter coach training program, so you're not 125 hours or more, you're at about 75 hours or 60 for coach specific training hours, and focuses on doing it as opposed to learning about it.
Cool. The thing I like about the website, I'll say, is that I noticed that there are a lot of other there are other programs that you can sort of add on as you go, the graduate programs and stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah. It seems like there's, you know, there's more there to continuing education if you want it. So I like that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And it's a, and look at it. It's right on the website. You can see all of our grad classes. We've got some really great classes, and we're always adding more, too. And they're not – there's two series, just to kind of back up a little bit. One is the Art and Science series, and that those are more about coaching. And then there's the Nuts and Bolts series. Those are more about like business marketing kind of stuff. All of them have a – most of them have a price point around four teleseminars, make 6 hours of training for $149. So you can really add a lot and not feel like now I'm going to spend another $2,000 and another $2,000. So there are a couple of more expensive ones that are longer, but for the most part, our add-ons are like the $149 price range.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so you can take a few a year and feel good about it. Go ahead.
Hi. My question, do you have to recertify every year? Once you're certified, or is it a you, every year you have to recertify?
No. Once you're certified, you're certified. We also don't require that you take, like, continuing education hours.
Okay.
Mostly we don't require it because people do anyway, so there's no need to say you need to. Because it's coaching, it's fun. I mean, you're probably going to have a list of grad classes you want to sign up for. That's kind of the way it is. I usually have to, you know, stay within my budget because it's good stuff. So, yeah, so we don't require that you recertify, and we don't require that you do additional training, although you probably will.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And if
so, all right.
I might be interested in signing up for Lori's class, and, you know, I connected with her well. And if I were looking to sign up, but Thursday the 28th was prohibitive for me, like, should I sign up for somebody else's coaching course? Is there a way to make up the time that I missed? How does that work?
Is it just the first class you'd miss?
Would just be the first class.
No, it's okay. So Lori records all of her classes. So I should back up and say you do want to pick a day and time that works really well for you, because you don't want to miss classes, obviously. But if you needed to miss a class, you can only miss four classes within the 22-week training, two of the coach-to-coach and two of the group mentoring. Although in Lori's classes, because she does record the classes, they're available for replay. So even though it counts as an absence not being there, you'll still be able to listen to a replay, so you actually won't miss the content of it.
And I want to add, too, that missing the first class, is a bit more logistical, kind of going through things to kind of set the stage on it with an exercise in the last 30 minutes. It's a 90-minute class. So unlike the rest of the classes, that one is a little bit more of me sharing information. So it's actually sometimes easier to miss the first one than any others because it is more logistical. And like Lisa said, I do record all my classes, so you'll have the recording, and an opportunity to introduce yourself in week two, because we do introductions in week one. So you'll get to hear it, and you get to hear everybody else in class, and then you'll get to jump in week two and introduce yourself, and we'll feel caught up in no time.
All right, great.
Good questions. So I'm going to wrap up here. If you guys want to stay for more question and answer, I can stay for a bit. Would love to answer more questions, but I do want to kind of cut you loose close to on time. I've gone over a little bit. I want to thank you for joining us. We've done a lot in just a couple hours here in our Becoming a Coach teleclass. We reviewed the Certified Coach Program. We've heard questions about the training. We did the co-creative relationship exercise, and we talked about what we do as coaches and what we don't do and what our clients do in the roles. And then with the help of our brave volunteers, Janice and Carrie, we had a live coaching session with great feedback from Lori. So you guys all get a chance to, like, really dig in and experience this firsthand. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you got a chance to meet Lori. So my question I want to leave you with is something for you to think about, ponder, meander through, mull over. And it is, what is your next immediate step to become a coach? So write it down. I'd love to hear your answer. You know, you can call me, email me. I'd love to hear. But what is your next immediate step to become a coach? And it may be to join us for some more question and answer, which I will be here for a bit, or give me a call. Certainly feel free to reach out. Let me give you my direct phone line. It's 303-991-0388. And I am in Eastern time. Feel free to call, leave a message, or I'll answer live and we can connect. Or you can email me if you prefer, and it's lisa@coachtrainingalliance.com. You also will receive an email with some class notes, so keep an eye out for that. Keep that promo code. You won't want to miss a Save 500. That's a good one. And I do want to invite you to enroll in any of the upcoming classes, particularly Lori's, because now you already love her and you know what she's like. So certainly enroll in Lori's class.
Yes, certainly enroll in my class.
Yeah, absolutely. And the classes are all on the upcoming class schedule on the calendar. So if you look at the upcoming class schedule, it's like a little calendar page. You can see when the next classes start. If you just click on that, that's where you would enroll. But would love for you to stay for question and answer if you can. If you can't, thank you for joining us. We had a great group, lots of fun, lots of great questions, right? So thank you for joining, and have a great day.
Thanks,
Lisa. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lori.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.
And Lisa, I need to jump off.
Oh, that's great. Well, Lori, it was awesome to chat with you today. It's always fun.
Always fun to be here with you, and thanks to everybody else, too. So
I'll check
in soon, Lisa. Thanks.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. So who has a question?
I don't. This is Marnie. I'm still on the line. I think I'm good.
Oh, good. Yeah, it was a great class. These are always so much fun.
It was. I was very quiet, but I think I just needed to take it all in because I told you I am on the verge of signing up. So.
Yeah, you want to just experience it. It's great. I think that this is actually a nice connective group, too. And this is what you find in the certified coach programs. The group all gets to know each other and connect. I mean, this is like 1 2-hour class, so you can picture what happens over 22 weeks. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. So
yeah.
Part of it is just my comfort level because I really am not used to teleclasses. It's been a long time since I've taken any sort of class. So, but I'll get there. I mean, I really want to do this, so I know the rest will follow.
Yeah, definitely. And then the other thing is taking a class that, you know, you've had to take for school or whatever is one thing, and then taking coaching is just a whole other thing because it's just
right.
So, you know, yeah, it's a whole different thing.
Right. So, but no, I'm
That's
looking
great.
Forward to it. So
awesome. Well, call me if you have questions. I'm around all day today.
Okay.
Perfect.
Sounds
take
good.
Care.
Thanks,
you have
Lisa.
A great day.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye.
Bye.